Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel, and we are fast approaching Thanksgiving. Afterwards, the holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, and I've already got a tree up. And
too soon.
I've already petered out on decorating it. If you want to get behind the curtain, the tree is up, the lights are on, and there's a box of ornaments that have been sitting next to it for a few days.
This coming from the guy that wants five trees.
I want five trees. Doesn't but I'm not getting a lot of help.
Doesn't it take the focus away? Isn't it too much? Like, shouldn't the focus just be on the one tree?
I'm gonna tell you guys something. This is why we do behind the curtain. There might be a psychological ulterior motive to the whole five tree thing, the whole Christmas thing, the whole decorating way before Thanksgiving. As the years have gone on and I've found myself with a family and doing family stuff, I've begun to revile Thanksgiving because it's turning into this travel day that I almost don't even want to think about. From 8 to 10, we're at grandma's. From 10 to noon, we're at Uncle Phil's. Mm-hmm. From noon to 3, we're at Donald and Pete. I'm visiting seven people's homes that day, and I would rather suck on a gun than do it. I am mentally, and this is just me, I can't speak for anybody else's lives, I am looking past Thanksgiving because I'm dreading Thanksgiving. I didn't talk about it that day in the clip you'll hear coming up, but I'm ready for Thanksgiving to be done.
Yeah, I will say, and aside from the travel too, the meal is always kind of like a bit of a letdown. I don't know why I always in my head it's so grandiose, and I'm sure some people have great spreads and great turkey, but at the end of the day, it's still turkey.
Food. It's just food.
It's food. Man. It's 12 hours worth of old world preparation for you to wharf it down in 20 minutes and then go back out to the sofa you were just sitting on where the cushion's probably still butt warm.
I still want to do, and I think I brought it up last year, a completely alt Thanksgiving where I get like a couple pizzas, buffalo wings, some burritos, just do all the foods I really love and go nuts on them.
That's a great idea. Foods I love Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for these foods. A dry ass turkey can kiss my butt. Your weird runny mashed potatoes can hit the bricks. And whatever that green bean casserole thing that grandma brings over, kick rocks. I'm bringing in quesadillas. What about a tray of lasagna?
Oh, yeah.
Scott, cut all the traditional Thanksgiving foods out.
What
are three foods at your dining room table if you could just have your druthers?
Yeah, I'd probably do some sort of like baked ziti, steak.
Yes!
Nice big steak.
Just a big-ass plate
big
of steaks.
Steak. You know, you just get like a whole big steak and you just like hack it up and people just pick pieces up with their fingers. You don't even like... You know what I mean?
That sounds so good.
Maybe even fire up the grill and just start grilling hot dogs and burgers.
You know what? Mike, you're opening my eyes to something here. I prefer 4th of July dinner
to
Thanksgiving dinner, I think.
I don't know. Like, where we go, like, to Sandy's uncle and aunt and uncle's house, I mean, they blow it out of the water every year. It's, like, so good. There's so much stuff. And it's just, like, it is one of those epic meals. It's, like, so epic. The turkey, the ham, like, I mean, everything, hitting all the marks, and it's all good. So I'm looking forward to it. And it's a big, giant house. You watch football, drink some nice hoppy beers, and just relax.
Well, listen to it now on Behind the Curtain. I might be jumping the gun on getting decorated for Christmas when Thanksgiving ain't even here. Big old fat pork chop Evan down in Santa's lap as he cried uncontrollably, and Santa mumbled to himself, "Somebody get this f***ing kid off my lap." Stepkids loved it, and I said, you know what, let's double down. When we get home, let's take the tree out of the shed. Let's put it up. Let's get some Christmas ornaments down.
Too soon.
Let's do it.
Too soon.
I have no problem with it. It's my favorite holiday of the year. I love it.
Too soon.
And I was thinking maybe, just maybe, one of the reasons that I'm so worried about putting up Thanksgiving decorations is... Oh, many years past, I told you about the time that my mother used to do the same. She put up the big stalks of dried corn to celebrate Thanksgiving. And I remember that's when my friend Mark Ashley taught me to flick matches, which I did. And I lit one of them on fire and almost burned the entire house down. So there might be actually a psychological reason why I don't actually like to decorate for Thanksgiving. Brings up childhood trauma of second-degree burns in the front of a house, charred black. Which is why I skip right to Christmas. And some people are saying the Polino family, you know, our lovable redheads, said that this is the first year in the new house. She, the missus, chomping at the bit. can't wait to put them up. He's like, you slow your ass down until the Thanksgiving turkey is leftovers. You wait.
That's right. That was the rule in my house.
Plus, it's going to be like 65 Wednesday this week.
No, what does that have to do with it, Mike? Does that mean people in Florida don't celebrate anything?
Well, and I will say, it doesn't feel the same in warm weather and climate. It's just not the same.
Now, Christmas does have an extra level of sparkle to it when it is colder outside. And when we wake up at 3 o'clock and have to leave, it's cold as S. Yeah, we're going to have a hot day or two. Who cares? I'll turn the AC on. I'll turn it down to 61 degrees. I'll have people putting on parkas in my living room so they can shiver next to one of my four Christmas trees this year.
That's the other thing. An excessive amount of Christmas trees.
Yeah, baby.
You're just out of your mind.
I want it to be a winter wonderland.
I can't get on board with any of this.
One will be a
present
tree.
The early decorating. I can't get on board with the five trees. One tree.
I'll do five if I found out Steve Huber's putting up four. If I find out Huber's putting up four, drive by my house. You're going to see a tree on the freaking roof.
And where will there be a train?
Hell yeah, there's a train. Are you high? What America did you wake up in?
I mean, I always did as a kid, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got the big, that's the O-scale train. You got the N-scale, which is a smaller one. I got the O-scale train, which is the big, fat Lionel style. Goes around. If you put the water droplets in there, it steams them up, so it makes a little bit of puffs. Can't wait to watch Evan have that thing, have him chase that, have a run over his little fingers.
Will there be a nativity scene?
Yeah, probably not. I don't think I'm going to go full-on nativity. There's a church nearby. We can take kids to that, give them the whole backstory as to the reason of the season. Go to the phones. Oh, seems like the ladies support me, not a single dude.
Texters are split like 50-50 here.
Okay.
Yeah,
give me some of the reasons why not.
I don't know. It's just...
Like I said earlier, it's like you can't fully appreciate Thanksgiving, which is very fall-themed, if you got freaking Christmas lights everywhere.
Yeah, Christmas is winter. Thanksgiving is more fall. It's conflicting. It's conflicting to me.
See, I've always thought of Halloween, to me, has been more the fall holiday. That's been the bigger of the two for me.
I think it's the duo of the two. I think it goes...
The back-to-back?
Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then you have Christmas, New Year's. It's the duo.
To me, the preeminent... Fall holiday has always been autumn. Excuse me, it's always been Halloween. And I love me a good Thanksgiving, but it's never like Easter, I don't do a ton with Easter. I don't really, like, Easter doesn't move the needle, and Thanksgiving doesn't move the needle. It's usually because I have to, like, travel to 15 different places. I don't care quite as much as most. What say you, Christine Edgewood? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Excited to decorate my tree tonight like a basic bitch.
Oh, well, if ours wasn't real, then we probably would have that up also. But we go all out for Halloween.
Yep.
We go all out for fall harvest. And I get a call at work yesterday from my husband that he already has the Christmas lights up. So we are that redneck family in Edgewood with harvest outside, along with some Christmas lights that are synchronized to music.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. And we still have all our fall stuff inside, and I get word last night that we are going to take that down this weekend and decorate for Christmas.
Christine, elaborate on the fall harvest thing.
Thanksgiving.
What's the fall harvest
thing? Fall harvest?
What is that?
Well, you have, like, your turkeys, and you have your pilgrims, and you have some hay out, and pumpkins, and...
Right.
I mean, and my husband goes all out. I mean, like, you think of him as, like, that white... He's like that white basic girl, too. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, you take care of that,
me
man.
For that.
Yeah, you got a good man there. You do the sex on him. He deserves it.
Yeah, we do the, like, because Halloween is, the Halloween decorations are very specific.
Yeah.
There's pumpkins, like witches and skeletons.
Bats and whatever.
And then you take all those down, but you get like a hay bale. You get some pumpkins. You get some corn stalks. You get the dried multicolored corn. That's what we do. That's the Thanksgiving. Then after Thanksgiving, that all goes away. Then you do the red, the Santas. And the stocking.
I think I'm going to do inflatables this year. I'm going to be that yard with way too many inflatables.
There's a system that needs to be followed.
Oh, the system is utter chaos. I'm an agent of.
Says no Christmas decorations till after Black Friday. Somebody else says Christmas is all year.
Oh, bless you. Mike, contact that person. Give me their address so I can mail them something for a year-round Christmas. Carlene, New Freedom. Good morning, love.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Am I jumping the gun here? Two trees, four trees, just jumping right past Thanksgiving, not even thinking about turkey.
Well, I procrastinate when it comes to decorating, so I'm going to have to throw a little Christmas into this weekend and put some lights up, and I'm also going to have a also spin on the Advent calendar and do a craft beer exchange.
Oh cool. That's I like nice. That. Craft Very beer nice. Exchange is a lot of fun.
Yes. So it should be a Christmas fun weekend.
Now, a conversation we have to have, and thank you for Carly. Not today, but another time. I will put this tree up today, maybe a second one tomorrow. These things will stay up until my birthday on February 8th. It'll start to warm up.
Are they real trees?
The real one will start to hemorrhage needles, and it'll be like walking around in broken glass. Like, what's his name from Die Hard? John McClane. Is his feet bleed out as he fights off Hans and the rest of the terrorists. Now, the artificial ones, from what I understand, you can now buy a spray. It makes them smell.
Yeah, they have these little, like, that you can hang on the tree that smell yeah. like
Love
pine.
A stick.
Somebody says, I don't know if this is true, it says, wife spent 2 hours on Saturday putting up the Christmas tree and then went to go get her hair done. I told her that before she left it was too early. And once she was gone, he took it down and put it away.
Oh, you're a son of a bitch.